Welcome to the Snowfighters Institute podcast, featuring conversations with leaders in professional snow and ice management about what's working, what's challenging, and what matters most in our industry. Here's your host, Phil Harwood.
Welcome back, Snowfighters. My name is Phil Harwood. I'm the lead snow commander at Snowfighters Institute and host of this podcast where we get to know so many awesome snow professionals, industry suppliers, and sponsors of the Snowfighters Institute. And today I'm joined by our special guest, Tabitha Hart. Tabitha is the president and co-founder of Tamaris Business Advisors, one of our many amazing sponsors. And Tabitha, you'll be at the upcoming Grow Snow event, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Dayton, Ohio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, you've been showing up at all the industry events and meeting lots of folks in the snow industry, which you've been in for many years, in addition to some other industries, which we may not talk about today specifically. But for those who haven't met you yet, tell us a little bit about yourself and just what Tamaris Business Advisors is all about.
All right. Well, again, thank you for having me. So I spent most of my career working with business owners. And over the years, I noticed something and it really stayed with me. Some of the businesses that looked the most successful from the outside weren't creating freedom for the people who built them. These were good businesses, great owners. They were profitable. They were growing, but the owners could never step away. Every important decision still coming through them. Teams waited for them. Customers were still dependent on them. And even though their business had grown, their lives hadn't become any easier. By starting a business, they really just created another job for themselves. And so that stuck with me. So today, what we focus on is helping business owners not to just generate income, but to create options for themselves. Because I believe those two are very different things. And eventually, this whole thought process, this is what became the foundation for what we call the Tamaris method.
Yeah, so tell me more about that. What is this Tamaris method thing?
this Tamaris method thing? I think most people will assume that it's an exit planning process because I am a certified exit planning advisor. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exit planning is certainly part of it, but it's a very small part of what we do. I mean, I think the description of that is just too small. The Tamaris method is really about helping business owners intentionally build a business that can thrive beyond them. When people hear the words exit planning, they're thinking, oh, that's about retirement. They think that's something I'll worry about someday. But we don't see it that way. We believe that the decisions that business owners make today determine what options that they're going to have in the future and tomorrow even. So, you know, it all depends on what the business owner wants. If they want to sell their company, maybe they want to pass it on to their children. Perhaps they want to keep the company, hire a CEO. Sometimes owners exit their business because they want to start another venture or simply be able to take a vacation and not worry about what's going on back at the office. You know, and all of those outcomes, those begin with how you're designing your business today. And that's what the Tamaris method is really about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll never forget just hearing from some snow pros who have actually been able to successfully get there with their businesses where the business isn't dependent on them for everything. And just having that experience for like the very first time being in laying on the beach in Florida or at some remote place while there's a massive snowstorm back home.
And just January. Knowing
that, like, my team's got this. I'm here. I'm available. But you know what? I'm just going to stay out of this and let my team run it. And that they shared with me that was life-changing to be able to get to that point.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the word options a couple times now. So can you elaborate on that?
Oh, for sure. So I've actually come to believe that the purpose of a business isn't simply to just make money, generate revenue. I mean, don't get me wrong, we all want our businesses to be profitable. I mean, profit matters,
I
revenue
do.
matters. I know, right? Growth matters. But I don't think that that's the highest purpose of a business. I think the purpose of a business is to create options for the owner, for their families, for their employees, for the people that are their leaders or future leaders. I mean, and you know, one of the questions I like to ask business owners is, can you truly unplug, completely unplug for 2 weeks? Like, is that even possible for you? Or
Most
could your
can't.
business,
No
no, they
way.
can't. 2 weeks, 2 whole weeks, nothing. You are completely unavailable, unplugged. And what would your company look like when you came back? That's another one that's usually when their faces turn red because they start thinking and visualizing that. Or, you know, what if something happened to you tomorrow? Like, I mean, even something like breaking a leg or, you know, having an unexpected heart problem or it's not, anything can happen. But, you know, and also the options, do you have the option to sell your company? Do you have the option to keep it? Do you have the option to pass it to the next generation? I mean, these are all the options that business owners should think about. And I found that many of them spend decades building a successful business without realizing that they've quietly been losing their options along the way.
Well, as you were talking, I was thinking that, there's probably a lot of people listening to this podcast who really are focused on scaling up and
Oh,
growth.
yeah.
And they're thinking, man, when I get a little bit bigger and I have a team and I have all these things, my company's bigger, I'm going to be less involved in day-to-day operations. I'm going to be able to work on the business instead of in the business. I'm going to be able to take those, extended vacations and do some traveling. What's the fallacy with that, or where's the flaw in that thinking often for the business owner?
Yeah, that's what I call let's dream the impossible dream. If I just get bigger, everything will be better. You
Walk
know, and
us
I,
through that.
okay, I think the biggest misconception is believing that growth is automatically going to create freedom for you. I mean, sometimes it does, but most of the time it creates the exact opposite. So, you know, many owners aren't scaling their business. They're scaling owner dependency. And what I mean is, as revenue grows, more employees need the owner, more customers depend on the owner, more decisions flow through, or most of the time, bottleneck with the owner. So the business gets bigger, but everything is still revolving around one person. And that is absolutely exhausting. So growth without intentional design, it doesn't reduce dependency, it multiplies it. And that's why some owners wake up 10 years later with a much larger company, but they have much less freedom.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. So does the Tamris method impact that, or how does the Tamris method help those business owners with that situation?
Well, first, it greatly impacts this. The first step, there are two systems within the Tamris method. And the first step that we take owners through and we guide them through this is called clarity. One of the things I've learned is that owners are incredibly close to their businesses, and that's actually one of their strengths. But it can also make it very, very difficult for them to objectively see where the dependency exists. They're just a little too close. So clarity isn't about fixing everything. It's about seeing the business accurately. We're going to, of course, look at financial performances. We'll examine leadership, owner dependency. We're also going to assess the risk, what the transferable value is, and how decisions are made within the organization. These are things that never show up on a financial statement, but they have a tremendous impact on the future of the business. And this shows us where the business actually stands. And then we can begin intentionally designing something stronger. So once we go through that process of clarity and really just looking at it objectively, then we can move on to the next system, which is what we call foundation. And the goal isn't just through foundation simply to grow, it's to build the business that creates more options over time.
So you wrote a book recently,
I
and
did.
that was kind of brought to the industry recently at Simon Symposium at the Influential Encounters event. Well, I have a million questions about that, but what was one of the biggest surprises about, writing this book?
So I think the process of writing this book, this is one of my favorite questions, by the way. So when I started writing it, I thought, oh, this is going to be about, making people aware that, exit planning isn't necessarily retirement. But somewhere along the way, I realized it was something deeper. Exit planning isn't really about exiting your company. It's about stewardship. I was writing about helping owners build something that could outlast them, about building something that could protect their family, protect their employees, protect the value that they spend decades creating. And I realized exit planning, like I said, is not about exiting. It's about building a business that is worthy of a choice and realizing that change in the way I think about it. It totally changed the way I think about a business as a whole. And that was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah, awesome. This might be a follow-up to that, but what's like the big takeaway from this conversation that you're hoping our listeners will remember walking out of this episode?
I guess the one simplest question that I think business owners should walk away with and really consider is before making your next major business decision, ask yourself, what options is this creating? Is this decision going to make my business more dependent on me or less? Is it creating more freedom or is it going to create more responsibility? Is it building something that can endure? Or am I making a decision that's gonna just make something, it's only gonna work because I'm the one that's holding it all together, and I think every business owner starts their company hoping to create a better life. And, I don't want to see them lose sight of that because, yeah, business should create wealth, absolutely. But more importantly, I think it should create freedom. Autonomy, if you will.
Awesome. I totally agree. That's what we all want. I'm a business owner and I strive for that in my own personal life as well. So I think I really feel like every business owner listening to this is going to be able to relate to everything you've been talking about, or certainly pieces of it. You've given us some really good things to think about here. If someone wants to continue the conversation with you, what's the best way to learn more about the Tamarisk Method or to engage with you or contact you? What's the website? All that.
Oh yeah, that's easy. Tamariskadvisors.com. And our website is designed to be a resource of information for the business owner who's kind of looking to start thinking differently about their business. You can read more about the Tamarisk Method. You can read about our advisory work. And you can order a copy of the book directly from the website. And if you're at a point where you're starting to think, I wonder what this would look like and how it would work in my business, you can go to the website and on the contacts us page, you can actually schedule a 30-minute Zoom conversation with me right from the website. It's complimentary. It's not a sales call. Don't worry about that. This is an opportunity for us to have a conversation about your business, where you are today, where you would like it to go, and perhaps we might be able to help with that.
It's such an important topic. And I'm just very grateful for you to take time out to ch share some of this with us. There's such a big need for this. And like you said in the very beginning and kind of all throughout, there's certainly people who are, reaching the later stages of their careers that are really focused on exiting and succession and things like that. But there's so many people in our industry. There's so many young people and kind of middle of the career type people who are really focusing on just trying to create a better business and, more and have a better lifestyle. And I just keep hearing this over and over again from business owners about the desire to not be involved so much in day-to-day stuff. And the phrase I hear over and over again is the, I want to work on my business. I want to be
Not
involved in
in
peer
my
groups. I
business,
want to
yeah.
travel. I don't want to be worrying about tomorrow's schedule or the next snowstorm. Like I want to disconnect a little bit. So this is really wonderful for all those different people. So hit up, we're going to move toward wrapping up. So hit Tabitha up on her invitation there. Go to the website, tamriskadvisors.com. Check out the info there. If you want to book an appointment with her and get to know her more and chat about your business, do that as well. So thank you again, Tabitha, for being here. This is wonderful. We will see you in September at Grow Snow. Yes.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you
And
for
you'll have
meeting.
books there. Yes.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm gonna have books
All right,
there, and
great.
I might even sign them for you.
Ooh, even better. All right. Well, thank you again for being here.
Of course. Thank
Take
you.
care.
Thanks for listening to the Snow Fighters Institute podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and check out our upcoming events at snowfightersinstitute.com.